Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
My husband has to travel for work for weeks at a time. I want to do more than just talk about the mundane things when he calls. How do I start a sexy phone conversation with my husband? He initiates a sexy topic, but I get nervous and don't know how to continue. What should I say? How do I get over the shyness?
How nice that you're interested in exploring your sexuality with your husband. By looking for new ways to communicate about sex and to share sex together, you can deepen intimacy and have a more pleasurable sex life together. It sounds like you're looking for suggestions in two areas, talking about sex and possibly talking dirty, and having phone sex. And it sounds like you experience some shyness or discomfort in these areas, which is quite common. Women in particular have often been raised to respond to sex rather than to initiate it. Also, women are often raised to speak more politely and without many so-called dirty words. However, talking about sex directly and using explicit terms can be arousing for women as well as men. You might find it helpful to do a few things. First, you might say to your husband that you've noticed he tries to initiate sexy topics on the phone and that you feel intrigued or excited by where things could lead with that, but you're not sure how to respond, what to say, or how to overcome your shyness, and also that you're working on these things. At the very least, he will know that you're trying and interested rather than avoiding him if you communicate this to him. You might also find it helpful to get a sex book or two and start reading them out loud together. You could try with a basic sex guide, such as Because It Feels Good, which is a book that I wrote to help women and their partners develop more pleasurable sex lives together. Or you might start with a book of erotic stories, such as Hotel Sex, Yes Ma'am, or one of the best sex writing series. Learn more about each of these books on our Kinsey Confidential website. You could try reading a passage of the book to each other in bed when he's home or on the phone while he's traveling. Over time, it may become easier for you to say sexy words out loud, especially if they're from a book at first. With time and practice, you might find that some words feel more natural for you to say out loud, or that you like how it feels or how your husband responds when you say them out loud to him. As for phone sex, many couples find it awkward to get going. There's a great scene in the movie Going the Distance that captures many people's feelings about the challenges of phone sex. That doesn't mean it isn't worth trying, however, especially with video chat, FaceTime, and other ways of connecting across the miles. Some people simply say what they would like to do. Others masturbate while on the phone using their fingers, a vibrator, rubbing against the bed, or again, using video chat to see one another. It's up to you and your husband to explore what feels comfortable enough and also sexy or adventurous enough to you.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
Is it okay to masturbate once or twice in a day?
In spite of many sex educators and doctors' best efforts to educate people about masturbation, it seems that many masturbation myths persist. In fact, we get quite a lot of questions about whether it's okay to masturbate. Most people's masturbation is within a normal, healthy range. There is nothing necessarily wrong with masturbating once, twice, or three or more times in a day. And yes, even if that happens several times in a week or every day in a week. Masturbation refers to the many ways that women and men pleasure their own bodies. Though most people stimulate their genitals during masturbation, some prefer to stimulate their nipples or inner thighs, and some rub against a pillow or bed or get creative in the shower or bath. Truly, there are countless ways that men and women learn to find pleasure through masturbation. In the 1800s, there were many myths about masturbation that suggested that masturbation would cause all sorts of medical illnesses. In fact, masturbation is not harmful. It will not, for example, make people sick or unusually fatigued, nor will it make them grow weak or feeble. In fact, masturbation tends to help quite a lot of people to feel relaxed, to fall asleep, or simply to feel content and satisfied. It can also be a helpful way to learn about one's own body and what type of stimulation feels good. In rare cases, people may masturbate so often or in such unusual ways that it gets in the way of their ability to hold a job, attend school, or maintain a healthy relationship with another person. But that's not really a masturbation issue, as that can happen with any range of things. For example, sex with another person can get in the way of these same things, as can someone's insistence on watching television for an excessive amount of time. If your masturbation routine is causing you distress or discomfort, you might find it helpful to speak about it with your healthcare provider or with a sex therapist. You can find a sex therapist through the American Association of Sex Educators, Counselors, and Therapists website, which is www.aasect.org. In addition, The Big Book of Masturbation by Martha Cornog provides an often humorous look at how people have talked or written about masturbation from the perspectives of medicine, psychology, anthropology, and even comics. You can learn more about this book and others on our website.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.